Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. One more hour for you, Wiggy, before you are on a bit of a vacation. And let me tell you, the weather looks nice. You're getting on the New Bedford ferry tomorrow morning. You're going to have a gorgeous boat ride over to the vineyard. Do you have any plans? Are you going out to dinner? Do you have reservations?
I think there's an all-white party on Saturday. I don't know who's performing.
Do you have your outfit picked out for that?
I do. I got my all-white ready to gizno. There'll be like a lot of events, you know, R&B events, soul events. I'm gonna see if I can sneak into a Greek fraternity event.
Oh,
you know, I always wanted to be a Q Dog. I should have did it. But I always like to see them doing some, you know, the lion dancing and everything like that. So,
all right,
see what happens.
And is it just you and the missus? Any of the kids coming?
No, the kids are in camp. So it's me and the
You have a daughter as well.
Yeah, she works though. She's a grown woman who works every day. The boys are in football. And so me and wifey will be tearing up the island, as they say, because we're island people, man.
Before we get to Chris, the Sportico just announced the most valuable NFL franchises. Cowboys, number one, just under $13 billion.
Wow.
Then the Rams at 10.4, Giants 10.2, and then the Patriots still coming in at fourth at $8.8 billion.
Rams second, huh?
Yep, it's that SoFi Stadium.
Oh, okay, so that goes into it. Okay. Yeah.
All right, well, joining us now to talk about what's going on with Wick Grosbeck and the Celtics and the sale and everything else that's been breaking overnight, basically, is in Chris Mannix. But, Chris, you do so many different things. I've been saying Sports Illustrated's Chris Mannix. What do you want to be known as?
Well, I've been at SI for about 20 years, so we'll stick with that.
Okay, perfect. Chris, that news yesterday coming as a shock to a bit of us. Obviously, Wick has come on this show and talked about the fact that he was going to stay on as governor of the Celtics after the sale for at least the next 3 years. What changed?
Well, this sale is still being reviewed by the league office. And as it has been reviewed, there's some boxes that needed to be checked. And one is that in order to be the governor of the team, you have to own at least 15% of the team. And while Wick Grosbeck is, to my understanding, you know, going to be taking some of the money from the sale and effectively buying back in to the ownership group, he is not going to own 15% of the team. The only person, individual, with 15% ownership is going to be Bill Chisholm. So this is purely a rules situation where the NBA has it in their bylaws that, you know, you cannot be a team governor unless you own 15% of the team.
But don't they know that going into this? For Wick to make that announcement that he's selling the team, but then also that he's going to stay on, why wouldn't that have been ironed out before making an announcement like that?
Well, I do think that the announcement was a little premature. They can say whatever they want, but the NBA's got its rules, and they're not going to approve a governorship of somebody that doesn't own 15% of the team. Now, when this deal was done, it was done really in name only when it was announced. There was still a lot of financial aspects to it where Bill Chisholm was still out there, putting together the finances of the deal. Wick Grosbeck was still figuring out his financial part of a stake in the team. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing that they weren't entirely sure what the league rules were on governorship and how it required the 15% to stay on as the governor. I'd also add that it is a league rule, but I know there are people in the league office that are a little uneasy with this sort of idea that there could be owners out there selling their teams and trying to maintain control of their teams contractually. I mean, we saw it, sort of with Mark Cuban, where he thought he was going to sell the team and maintain his position as head of basketball operations. We may see it with the Lakers with Jeannie Buss, who sold that team to Mark Walter, but is reportedly anyway going to maintain control of basketball operations. Like the NBA, what they'd like is for the person that owns the most of the team to be in charge of the team. So I think that, it is against the league rules, but I think generally speaking, the league wants to have the person with the most financial stake to have the biggest voice.
All right, Chris, let's get into the basketball weeds of it more than anything. Tatum obviously looks like he's going to be done for a large portion of the season. I know there's been reports that he might be able to come back towards the end of the season. What's the expectation for this year? And I think even bigger than that, what's the mindset with them unloading all their money going into the 2020 season when 2027 season when Tatum comes back?
Oh, look, the most important part of this season is twofold. One is to get as far under the tax thresholds as you possibly can. We saw them do exactly that this week with the George Niang trade. Not to be cheap about your team, but to set yourself up with future financial flexibility. Like, you want to be able to deal away draft picks, to have the ability to aggregate contracts, all the things that are difficult when you're over some of these aprons. So I think that's the first priority of the team. And I think, honestly, the second is to get a good draft pick. I mean, if we're being honest, like this, the Celtics have control of their 2026 draft pick. That could wind up being a lottery pick, which could be useful in terms of adding young talent, or could be useful if they decide to go a different route and make a trade. I mean, they're in an advantageous position where they know they're going to go into the 27-28 season or the 26-27 season with two of the best young players in the game, or two of the best players in the game, in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Everything about this season, I believe, is going to be about making sure that they're in the best position next summer to put a kind of team together that can get them back on track.
Chris, what is the perception of Wick around the NBA? Because, we cover the team locally. We talk about him every day. But I didn't know the ownership breakdown until the team was sold. What is the perception of Wick? And is there concern at all with, how Chisholm would run the team as opposed to how Wick did?
I don't know if there's concern about how Chisholm will run the team yet. I mean, there's just still too many unknowns. And I think some of that concern gets alleviated, unfortunately, because this team's in the position that they're in. And, they have an opportunity here to shed salary and kind of reboot this thing in the summer of 2026. I think it would have been more illuminating had this team, advanced the finals, won a championship, and then we would have seen if, a Bill Chisholm-led ownership group was willing to, pony up and pay these exorbitant luxury tax fees to keep a championship caliber team together. So I think the jury's still out on Bill Chisholm and his group right now. As far as the perception of Wick Grubbs, I think it's been great. I mean, like the, NBA people in the league office, they love him. And look, his ownership has been unquestionably a success. Yes, I mean, if you want to parse it down, like his father owns the bulk of the team. His individual stake in the team is relatively small, considering. But the guy delivered two championships. He set up the Celtics to win championships in the future. I don't know how much more you can ask for out of an owner who, over the last few years, has shown he was willing to spend to keep this team together.
Chris, when it comes to Jaylen Brown, it's another year of his name being tied to trade talks, another year of people speculating, is he happy in Boston? Does he like the Boston as a city, the fan base, the ownership? Do you hear whispers about that? Do you have any intel on how Jaylen Brown feels about the Celtics and how the Celtics feel about Jaylen Brown?
I think the Celtics feel great about Jaylen Brown going into this season. I don't believe he was ever really discussed. I mean, teams called about Jaylen Brown, as you would expect. They called about everybody when Jason Tatum went down. They wanted to see if the Celtics were going to conduct a fire sale. But even though they moved off some key pieces, it was never my understanding that Jaylen Brown was close to being traded. Now, I think Jaylen would, you know, he wants to win, but I'm sure he's looking at this season as an opportunity to show people what he can do as the lead guy, the star, so to speak, on a team. Now, it's not going to be a team that's going to compete for a championship, but I think Jaylen would probably relish the opportunity to spread his wings a little bit and do some different things as the lead player on a team like this. And his relationship with Boston, I mean, I know him a little bit. I've done a couple of profiles on him. But I'd also know that, like, watching his social media this summer, like, he's still around. Like, he's always around town doing events and doing community stuff and outreach. And look, a lot of guys do that on different teams, but not many to the extent that Jaylen Brown does. So he's not giving any indications that he's soured on the city, on the team. And, you know, I think this year has the potential to be a really good individual year for Jaylen Brown, where he could average some big numbers, maybe make a first team or second team all NBA. It's tough for the Celtics, but it could be an opportunity for Jaylen Brown to show people kind of what he can do.
Chris, you say that individual and it's tough for the Celtics. So I guess I'm thinking without Tatum, there's a part of me that says, all right, maybe this is the perfect year for the Celtics to, you know, not have the best year possible and possibly become a lottery team where now they have the ability to use that lottery pick to maybe trade for another guy to start a new big three. If that is the case, or if they're a team that squeaks into the postseason, what's the new piece that they could potentially get for 2027? Because that's where my focus is. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and who could be that other guy that maybe we should keep our eyes on down the road?
Well, it's hard to point out a specific guy because, look, I mean, injuries, you know, create availability. And, you know, when Damian Lillard went down, all of a sudden things went a different way in Milwaukee. When Tatum went down, all of a sudden, you know, a guy like Jrue Holiday became available in Boston. You just don't know exactly who's going to be on the market quite yet. But mm-hmm. you do know positionally kind of what they're going to be looking for. And you've got the wings shored up with two guys that can play 35-plus minutes per game for the next 3 or 4 years. What you're probably looking at first is in that backcourt. You know, you trade away Holiday, you still got Pritchard, but when Tatum comes back, you know, White's going to be a year older. You want to have, you know, kind of a three-headed monster in that backcourt to be able to play like you did with Holiday. You know, the front court decimated over the last, you know, couple of months. You know, Cornette's gone, Horford's probably gone. There's going to be a lot of room to work with in that position. So those are the two spots I would think they'd most likely be targeting. And look, if you can get a it doesn't even have to be an all NBA guy. If you can get like a fringe all-star guy at one of those spots with the pieces and the assets that you have, you're off to the races in 2026. Like I do agree. I think that being a lottery team is probably in the best interest of the Celtics. Maybe you get lucky and see what happened with Dallas and San Antonio, teams that moved up in the draft lottery last year. I've seen it happen before. If you can get a mid to high lottery pick, you know, all of a sudden you can either use that pick to get that young talent, or you can get that fringe all-star guy who you pair him with Tatum and Brown, and you're not going to find many teams better than Boston in the Eastern Conference. So even though this year is probably going to be really difficult, I don't think it's a stretch to say they can come back in 26, 27 and immediately look like one of, if not the best team in the Eastern Conference.
Quickly, I know we're running out of time, Chris. Is it a stretch to say that potentially the reason they had this agreement with Wick was that they expected the need to be sellers and that since Tatum got hurt, there was more of an acceptance from the fan base. In other words, that Chisholm would have Wick as the front-facing guy to explain decisions that may not have been popular. Now the fan base pretty much is fully bought in, considering the demise of Tatum for this season. Does that make sense?
No, I don't think that was ever really the case. I mean, my understanding was, you know, Bill Chisholm wanted to buy this team. There were other people out there that wanted to buy this team. One of the conditions with buying this team was that, you know, it was going to be sold kind of A, in piecemeal, and B, you would have to agree to terms that have Wick Grosbeck as the governor and front-facing guy of the organization. I never got the sense that, you know, Bill Chisholm didn't want to be the front guy. I mean, the guy's a longtime Celtics fan. Like, I think he's, you know, as he gets into this governorship role, I think he's going to embrace it and be a front-facing type of guy. I just think, to go back to what I said at the top, like, there's going to be a lot of owners out there that want to have it both ways, that want to get the huge paydays that come with selling a team in 2025 and beyond, and also be able to leverage that to maintain some control of the team. And really what the NBA is saying is that at a bare minimum, you if you're going to do that, you got to have a 15% stake in the game. You've got to have some real flesh in the game, or else it's just not going to work.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Before I let you go, I need to ask, because between yourself, Curtis, and me, we have three BC alum on the line. So are you following BC still? Do you have a connection with how you feel about Bill O'Brien and the BC Eagles going into the fall?
I'm a BC football fan, like, until they lose. Like, I basically have... I'm rooting for, like, you know, college football playoff up until that, like, week six loss to Virginia Tech, and then I'm kind of basically jumping off the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. We're all on the same page.
Amen.
There.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Thanks.
All right, thanks so much for calling. Thanks, Chris.
You got it, guys.
All right, let's get to what's trending, Jackson.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox take care of the Astros 14-1, the final in Houston, with Dustin May showing out. He tossed six scoreless innings while striking out eight. They've got another one with Roman Anthony and Alex Bregman homering, along with Carlos Narvaez. Not bad for Bregman and Roman Anthony. Last one in Houston tonight, 7:10 first pitch, with Walker Buehler getting the start. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show.
One of the bigger duds, and there haven't been many duds with Greg Hill, I'll tell you that. The guy is a thud. Was when he promoted an 04 Red Sox champion on the show, and it was Lenny DiNardo. I was like, oh, come on.
I mean,
like,
I love Lenny.
He was great. We were at the Whalers after Matunik. But anyway, he does a great job on the radio, though.
He does. Breaking news this morning for the Bills. They have reached a deal with running back James Cook for an extension that includes the most guaranteed money for a running back in 5 years. And the Pats have their first joint practice today with the Vikings ahead of their second preseason game on Saturday. Coming up, we're going to get to your Hill Notes. We're also going to get to Wiggy's keys between the first preseason game and the second preseason game. That's all coming up after the break.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you, with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer.
how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. We are so close to Wiggy's vacation. I'm getting more and more jealous. And every single break, I can see the tension just leaving your shoulders. You're never really a tense guy, but you just become more and more relaxed as the minutes are counting down.
Because I love what I do. So, and I talk ish for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. Get paid to do it.
Like, yes, you do.
Yeah, it's like
the best.
What I do is not work. It's fun. So, I'm cool for the vacay.
Where are you going on the ferry? Where are you leaving?
New Bedford.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, because Leon hit me to that. He hit me to the New Bedford ferry.
Yeah.
Steam Streak or Streak.
Steamship.
Yeah, Steamship.
You can go streaking on it.
Yeah, well, and it's so much easier, I feel like, to get to New Bedford than the other place was
Hyannis.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to deal with the Cape.
Yeah, you go right down
to... You go to Woods Hole, too, but...
That's...
Cape, too,
right. So it's so much easier. And then it's like maybe a 50-minute ferry ride. And then,
yeah, you're going to love it.
Yeah. I went there last year, so it was a great time. And like Curtis said when he peeked out the weather window, weekend's going to be beautiful.
And I don't know what time you're going, but... Morgan's Cantina in Fall River, right near New Bedford. We went, Greg and I went there before the Tipsy Seagull that was held at, 52, the other restaurant.
But isn't that Fall River, though?
It's near
Pier
New Bedford.
Pier 52.
Oh, okay.
Pier 52, okay. Right. But Morgan's Cantina for lunch, I think Talina would love it.
Oh, they close to, how far is Fall?
Like 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I knew they were near each other, but I wasn't if it was like a
They're
20.
Adjacent.
Okay. But you can get some drinks on that ferry. That'll be nice.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. We definitely turned up weekend in the vineyard.
I love it. All right, it's time to get to our Hill Notes, Jackson.
Coleman.
It's electric.
Hill Notes are brought to you by Coleman Electric.
So I'm getting up this morning, getting ready for work, and my phone goes off. It says, you just received $200 from Coco Comp. Thanks, Coco. I'm getting breakfast.
Coleman! God, Tom. College Tom. Whatever Tom. Tom. Tommy boy. Have a little bit more energy, buddy. A little bit more energy. Not so monotone.
Oh, I think College Tom crushes it. I think that your tone is perfect.
Great job, Tom.
Very respectful. And also, when it comes to the $200, I was able to cancel that, which was a nice feature on Cash App. Because Venmo, once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, it's a nice feature. Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry, Coco, but I'm with Wiggy on this one. You got to pay your bets immediately. No matter if there's one pending or not, this is really a bad look for you.
All right, that's fair. I learn something new every day.
Well,
you know
what? That's the great thing about the world we live in.
It is.
You learn from your mistakes, and then you bounce back, and then you don't make the same mistake the second time.
I will never make that mistake again.
Don't want to be an error repeater.
Nope.
Yeah, you don't. No, just pay it up and, you know, wait for the next one.
And now we're settled.
Yeah, and I settled mine. As soon as I got my money, you got yours.
You did.
Right, and then he canceled it.
I can't wait for the Patriots game this Saturday. It's going to be a gangbang.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one this Saturday.
Yeah, okay. So I want to get your thoughts right now. So between the first preseason game and the second preseason game, who are you expecting to see more of, less of? Are there people that they're going to hold out? Like, what does that second preseason game do for Mike Vrabel and the coaching staff?
Well, I look at the second preseason game as the way they used to be when there was the third preseason game.
Right.
I expect these guys to play the first half and then a series into the second half because I like to go in at halftime, make a few adjustments, and then come out, and then get a series, because that's what's going to happen when you get into the regular season. So you want that on your body, what it's like to play a half and then go in a halftime chill and then come back out. So that's what I'm going to be looking for. I'm going to be looking forward to the offensive line combinations, because remember Mom talked about two rookies on the left side. Mm-hmm. That concerns me a little bit. Now, I'm not saying they can't get the job done, but I have a little bit concern with that. Do they have to have guys in extra protection over there? Where do they have offensive line combinations where maybe they say, okay, hey, we're going to move Wilson to the right side. Maybe we move Onwenu to the left side, because I don't think they're going to move Campbell. That's not the issue. And say, so now you have two guys, two rookies that have veterans next to them. Moses on the right, and you'll have Onwenu on the left to help out Campbell, because we know from talking to Vrabel, they had some protection issues when it came to some games that the D-line was playing. So that's something I'll be looking at as well. I'll be looking at the running back situation to see what's going on with Ramondre Stevenson.
Do you think that we see him in a first half and into a series in the second half if we haven't seen him during practice?
Like, expect him, yeah, because if we saw him play in the first preseason game, I guess the question becomes, does he practice today against Minnesota and tomorrow? So we'll have a better idea going into the game. And then the other thing I think Curtis said will be Steph Diggs.
Yeah.
The Steph Diggs play.
I just am interested, just because of the way Vrabel answered that question from Courtney on Monday. What is he going to be doing? Is he there? Did he make the trip? I guess he must have made the trip.
Yeah.
Because he's still practicing.
Is he going to be in the scrimmages today, I guess?
Yeah, he would. I mean, if he's there, he's probably practicing.
Yeah, he did against the Commanders as well.
Okay. So the only thing that Steph Diggs didn't do
was
play. And so do we see if Vrabel doesn't play him Saturday, then I think we read into what he said, and it's probably more of a precautionary thing if he doesn't play him. But if he does play him, then it's like, okay, they wanted to hold him out anyways, and now, hey, get a few series, throw him the football. Because the biggest thing with the injury, and I was fortunate, and I never had to deal with it, but from talking to guys that have dealt with injuries like that, is coming back and withstanding the tackling. Because you feel confident, like, I can go out there, run, and cut on it, but what happens when I get tackled in an awkward position? So maybe that would be a good thing. I throw him a screen pass early, let him get tackled, see, hey, the leg is fine, it's going to hold up, and then we can hit the ground running.
What do you think of J.J. McCarthy? What do you think about him? What do you think he'll be?
I don't know. From the things that I've saw and just, like, seeing down there, J.J. McCarthy is... There's times he struggles.
Did a listener send a message about J.J. McCarthy?
Yes, they did.
This time he's struggling a little bit. And you got to think about this. You're talking about a rookie, and in essence, he's a rookie, even though he was drafted last year, he didn't play, who is now the quarterback of a team who won 14 games, I believe.
Yep.
Right? And the expectations are this team should be a Super Bowl team. So imagine the pressure that he has to deal with when you had Sam Darnold take a team to, did they make the NFC Championship last year?
No, they lost in the first playoff game, I think.
But a 14-win team, and then you're the guy, and the expectations are through the roof. And then if Sam Darnold, I believe he's in Seattle, if he's successful, do they say, man, did we make the wrong decision in moving on from Sam Darnold? Because if this team is struggling.
Yeah, they got blown doors 27-9 in the wild card by the Rams.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. It'll be good. You know, we'll see how he does against Drake May.
Yeah.
Shine yesterday saying if he saw Pikachu, he wouldn't get a picture or an autograph with the one and only Pikachu. It's pretty, pretty funny. If Shine saw Pikachu, he'd have a Bulbasaur boner. But he wouldn't be able to see it because he can't see past his belly button. You want to know why? Because Shime still stinks.
Not nice.
See, I say that was Cap, too. Like, if Shime did see Pikachu,
he would be humping Pikachu's leg.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would definitely get a picture. Come on, Courtney. He loves, loves Pokemon. He'd go and wait in line at a Walmart. You're telling me if you saw a Pikachu, he wouldn't get a picture?
Maybe like a selfie, but he wouldn't wait in line for it.
No, not wait in line.
He'd cut people.
No, he wouldn't.
He'd still get a picture. What's the difference if he's waiting in line or if he's taking a selfie?
Well, because our whole thing was like you're waiting in line to cut in front of kids.
So if he's taking a selfie with Pikachu, come on. Like, yeah, you know he's doing that.
Watching on YouTube this morning and looking at Curtis's face when Jackson is given his lead about pulling golf bags out of the dumpster was priceless. Can somebody please tell Jackson how to construct a normal lead?
It's Jackson's leads.
Yeah, he gets to choose kind of what avenue he goes. And
I just don't understand.
I mean, we've all went down those roads before. Didn't you give somebody like a happy birthday shout out on your lead at one time? Or
I don't think I did that, no.
I thought there was a friend maybe it might not have been a happy birthday shout out. But
I mean, I give happy birthday shout outs, but I don't think that it was a lead.
Hey, Jackson, this is the FBI. Yeah, we're bringing you in. We've been waiting all week to find out who's selling those crappy golf bags to just normal, everyday people, and it's you. I hope you like gruel, pal. I hope you like gruel, and watch out for the Dementors.
Prison Mike, love it.
The Dementors.
Oh, my God, Wiggy. The only thing dumber than your take on these bets with Courtney is the leads by Jackson every day. Those are painful.
I don't
Holy hell, Wiggy. I love you, dude, but you're going off on this huge tangent that means nothing. Like, she can pay you the $200 and you send her the $500. Boom, done. End of story. Stop making it a big deal. Stop dragging it out. It's annoying.
I will say that...
Wiggy here!
I will say that when we are going through these, people seem to have my back. But on Twitch and in the moment, everyone was on Wiggy's side.
Yeah.
So,
but because once you paid it, you got paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't understand that, but I guess, I mean, the fact that Wiggy paid immediately kind of makes him right.
Yes. Like,
God love you.
Wiggy here. That's not how I bet. You ain't stand up. I know I owe you $300, but you didn't pay me first. You not stand up.
Really, Wiggy? Pay her the $300 and get over it.
No, see, it's the principle, though.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
It's the principle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the principalities of it. That $200, I could have took that.
Right.
Took it to...
One Powerball.
Won the Powerball, whatever it was. Yeah. Or I could have took it to one of my many gambling apps that I use and put that money towards a UFC fight, which then maybe I hit.
Parlay it up.
And now... The money that I'm paying you
doesn't even come out of your pocket.
Right. Bingo.
It's house money.
It's what we call, you got to do things sometimes just off of GP.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
That's all it is.
And I learned. I want to be a stand-up gal.
Yeah.
I do.
Amen.
You can get there.
Okay. I'll work on it.
I feel like Wiggy is so far into this whole bet thing that he cannot change his opinion now. Like, you're going to take the $200 that she gives you and you're going to go invest it and gamble it? Come on, Wiggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have took it to Encore, lay down a bet, right? You know, I love to shoot craps.
Right.
Throw $200 on the money line.
Boom.
Boom. 7-Eleven or yo, and next thing you know.
You're buying a new car.
There's $400 I got. Right. One more bet. Boom. 7-Eleven or yo?
That $200 could have turned into you buying that Bentley that you were driving the other day.
Oh, I missed the Bentley. Where was it?
Curtis?
Was it here?
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Did you have to give it back already?
I had to give it back. Shout out to my man, John Gotti at Auto Body.
Ding.
But yes.
Number three.
He says he has another one.
What's
for
going
me.
On in what there? What's going on?
I am unraveling. This is unbelievable. I've hit the most wrong buttons I've ever hit in my life.
What's
today.
Going
I'm sorry.
On? I don't
Nothing.
Get it.
I have no excuse. Yeah. I'm unraveling.
He says he has another one for me. Another Bentley.
Okay. Now this was an SUV Bentley.
No. This was my dream car. And I've always wanted this car since I remember getting to Jets training camp and seeing Wayne Corbett drive one, the Bentley four door Flying Spur.
Okay, I got to look this up.
Oh, and it's just luxury. That has always been my dream car, the four-door Bentley.
Yep. This is nice.
Ernie Bach has a beautiful one, V12 gray. Oh, man.
What color was the one you had?
It was black on black. Everything
it
black.
Don't crack, I'll
yeah,
tell you that.
Everything wow. black. Black rims, black everything. So, but
cheapest
yeah.
I'm seeing for you to get this car, what would you say?
The cheap, it depends. If you get a used one, you probably can get a used one for like a buck, like a 2021, you probably get for like a $150.
All right, brand 2025.
I'll tell you, brand new, probably somewhere between 250 to 280.
Cheapest I'm seeing for new, 285.
Yeah.
So do you got a warranty with that or you have to pay extra?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful car. A&C.
I could not imagine driving a car that's a quarter of $1 million.
He said it felt like you were in your living room couch.
Yeah. Well, it should.
Yeah. That $200 could have been what led me to get my Bentley.
You actually cost Wiggy a Bentley.
Yeah, I did.
You did see Courtney?
I apologize.
Courtney, honey, your father here. Please let that Jackson fellow know. If him and his lady need a place to stay, we have an extra room, or the same room. Just tell him to pick up a couple pineapples at that Costco place he keeps talking about first. Thanks, honey. Bye.
Well, look at what you've done. Look at you, Wiggy.
You're Courtney.
If you meet my parents, they are like so... I don't even know if I've seen my parents kiss much. Like, they are
right in that wheelhouse.
No, they are not.
Your dad's put together and your mom is put together. So don't even try to go down that road. And Courtney's the one who told us this.
I found out I grew up in a neighborhood that my parents did not partake in. Not everybody was involved.
Well, you know what you do is you cop to the thing that the least is what you'd be like the least embarrassing story. So they knew that you were going to eventually find out that there were swingers around. Right. So they said it was by accident.
Yeah. You always told us you grew up in a swinger community.
Right. I found out at a later date and my parents, and I immediately said my parents were not involved.
And they live in Florida right next to
community. They
were in Ireland during a random swingers convention.
Bingo.
What?
Yes.
And they stayed there.
I sent it to the group.
Yeah.
Well, I was in Ireland.
A thousand people. But they stayed after you left.
Yeah, but they were golfing.
Yeah, okay. That's what they call golf.
Anything else?
That's the nickname.
Foursome.
Swing!
I'm going to switch it up today for the first time ever because, good Lord, Jackson stinks. Have a good day.
Comes with sitting in that chair, Jack.
Yeah. It's a lot of buttons.
Yes,
over
it
there.
Does. Yeah, I know. I guess most people have never made mistakes on their work.
I couldn't sit in that
chair.
Well,
I mean, this is a bunch.
Yeah, I know. But haven't you ever made a mistake?
Of course. If you listen to this radio station, you can hear the drops.
Yeah, but does anybody like get mad at you and like you know?
Usually, I will. Yeah, people get mad at me.
Really?
Very mad.
What kind of mistake can somebody get mad at you for? Who can't? It's a mistake. You know, move on.
Oh.
No big deal.
If you listen to this radio station for a decade, I was yelled at literally 5 hours a day.
Well, that's because you were drinking a gallon of alcohol while working. That is a mistake that should be yelled at.
No,
why do you take it so personally?
No, it's not, I don't. It seems like you're taking it personally. I'm not trying to make a mistake, but you get so angry when I do.
No, it's just more so.
It's just the fact that you don't seem to care.
Of course I care.
Then why do they repeat?
There's a lot of buttons.
Because I made that's a mistake. That's what a mistake is. I did not mean to repeat it. It was a mistake.
Yeah, I think we just want to, everyone should learn from their mistakes.
Yeah, you want a smooth jaw. I get it. Right. But
I stopped drinking. Yep. That was a while ago. But
I cried once on air. I didn't cry again.
Yep.
You did?
Yeah, I did cry
that
once.
That was because it cried.
It's very spooky. It was a spooky day. And again, Wiggy was so nice that day. I had like tears in my eyes and he was trying to take the conversation away from me. He's letting me collect myself. Unfortunately, that just didn't happen.
That's all right. We all cry on air.
Yeah, we're all emotional. Yeah. I mean, I'm
Rich
human.
Keefe cried on air.
Yep.
Michael Hawley, I believe he cried on air.
Oh. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
In my seat.
Yeah, you cried on air. Yeah. That is true.
It all happens, you know?
It does.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll say goodbye after.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. We're about to call it a day. It's a hump day, so two more days left of the week. But Wiggy, it's a done deal for you. You're off to the vineyard, off with the rich and famous. Very, very excited for you. Curtis and I are going to be here for the remainder of the week with Big Jack and college real world Tom. So we're going to miss you.
Hold it down. I'll miss you guys. I mean, I won't be listening because I'll be sleeping.
What are the keys to a good vacation? You're the keys for the...
See, I'm a vacation guy. So I don't know. It depends if you're a vacation guy or if you're, what is it? What do they call it? Like a travel guy or a travel person? Like I like to go and just sit on the beach, chill, drink, eat, party at night. Yep. But then there are people who want to go walk around, view it.
Learn the history.
Yeah, what are those people?
It's being a vacationer or a traveler.
Yeah. So for me, a good vacation is I don't need to see, you know, the Martha's Vineyard caves. Mm-hmm. Let me sit on the beach. Keep me, what are they called?
Keep your drink full.
The dirty bananas?
Yes.
They're
so good.
What's a dirty banana?
It's almost like a mudslide type.
Yeah, Kahlua. It's like a mudslide with banana.
Yeah. Keep those coming. Let me chill out on a boat.
Martha? You ever been to Mad Martha? Great ice cream.
Oh, now I've never been there. Oh, no, I've never been there.
But Nancy's.
There's a donut place, right?
Nancy's is where you can go get the dirty bananas. And I believe Leon's place is very close to Nancy's.
There's a place wherever you get off at Oak Bluffs. There's that area right there where all the boats are.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where people have their boats. And then there was some restaurant people talked about. And there was good dirty bananas there. It's like a bar or whatever. So you go right there. And I like to just chill, Curtis, but that's who I am. You know, I'm not really a big, you know, traveler and touring around.
Yeah, like touring around. You just want to find a beach, find a pool, have a seat.
That's it.
Have a drink.
If you want to have good breakfast, go to the Black Dog Cafe. Great pancakes.
Okay. Is there like a line? Do I have to get there at the crack of dawn?
That I don't know.
All right. I hate waiting in line for breakfast.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I don't want to go somewhere. It's like everybody's like, oh, go to this place. Now I got to wait in line for 50 minutes.
Thank you.
I just go. I like to. Vacation for me is just relaxing and getting turned up.
Yeah, that's me too. That's the way to do it.
I like it
though. Before we go, let's open up the weather window of Boston to see what the weather looks like here and on the islands for both Greg and Wiggy.
Ooh, beautiful right now in Boston, 80 degrees. Today's the final 90-degree day. The heat wave will come to a close tonight. Going to be 84 tomorrow this weekend. Boy, Wiggs, you picked a great one. 80s. Going to be the mid-70s to upper 80s on the islands this weekend. Perfect sunshine. Going to be gorgeous. And next week, very rare, almost every year, the hottest days of the summer always seem to occur around the radio telethon.
Yeah.
This year, perfect 74, 71 Monday and Tuesday of next week. So a nice fall breeze in the Boston.
Oh, cool. I love that. All right. Well, that will do it for us. Want to thank everybody that watched on Twitch. If you were looking for a diamond, go visit our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. Twitch is brought to you by Springer's every single day. We will be back at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Shout out to my cousin. Tomorrow's his birthday, Chico, 51.
All right. Happy birthday,
Chico. He's like a brother to me.
I love that.
Leon, nicest guy.
Say hi to Leon.
I love him.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.